State Education Chief and gubernatorial hopeful Tony Evers wants to put an additional $1.4 billion into public education over the next 2 years. The proposal is part of the Department of Public Instruction's request for the 2019 to 2021 state budget. Evers, a Democrat, heads the agency as state superintendent. Much of the proposed funding is focused on the neediest students and the districts that serve them. The spending plan comes in the middle of a tight race between Evers and incumbent Governor Scott Walker, a Republican. WUWM education reporter Emily Files has more details on where the education dollars would go.
The $15 billion two-year budget includes major amounts of funding for special education, mental health support, and bilingual education. Tom McCarthy is a spokesman for the Department of Public Instruction.
You know, we've been using the word transformational for a reason. We feel like we need to do something about education spending.
The budget also includes a plan to funnel $13 million to the five largest school districts in an effort to close persistent achievement gaps. That includes Wisconsin's Black-White student achievement gap, which is one of the worst in the nation. Governor Walker and Challenger Evers have sparred over the achievement gap, each blaming the other for not doing enough to address it. The DPI's McCarthy says this time the department asked districts what they want to do to address disparities.
We have gone to the communities where this work is going to take place and said to them, what would you need? So, you know, we're here to design some items around you and your needs. Convince us that this is important and show us how it would move the needle.
The end result is a bundle of initiatives that include incentives for teachers to work in high-poverty districts, full funding for four-year-old kindergartners, and money for community partnerships to address outside-of-school issues like housing instability.
We have discussions year after year in the state of Wisconsin about our achievement gaps. And if we want to make sure that we're doing something about that, you have to see this kind of focus.
Chris Thiel is the legislative policy manager at Milwaukee Public Schools. He points to another part of the budget that could target achievement gaps. DPI would provide up to $12.5 million to resurrect a program aimed at improving math instruction in Milwaukee. The Milwaukee Mathematics Partnership was previously funded by a state grant that ended in 2013. There is another piece of the budget that could be particularly meaningful to MPS, and it isn't money. Evers is proposing an end to the Opportunity Schools and Partnership programs. The program was designed with MPS in mind. It creates a new governance structure for failing school districts. MPS was at risk of a takeover in 2016, but avoided it with better test results. The DPI says the OSPP program has been ineffective and should be repealed. Getting back to the money, MPS's Thiel says the single most impactful proposal is probably the one focused on special education funding. School districts have increasingly shouldered the burden of climbing special ed costs. State funding has stayed flat at about 26% reimbursement for a decade. This budget would more than double the state's special education reimbursement rate to 60%. Here's Thiel.
The proposal that we've seen so far about moving the reimbursement rate up to 60% would be hugely meaningful in terms of restoring programs for kids, both in special education and those in regular education.
The fate of DPI's spending proposal is particularly political. It needs to go through the governor. If Walker retains his seat, he'll be making decisions about a spending plan created by his opponent. If Evers wins, he'll be reviewing his own proposal. And Walker has his own education funding ideas. He wants to put $20 million into a career creator program that, among other things, expands youth apprenticeships to middle school. Walker is also proposing tax credits for college grads to stay and work in Wisconsin. In addition to the governor, the legislature will have to approve the education budget. If lawmakers are inclined to follow voter sentiment, they may take into account a recent Marquette poll that found a majority of Wisconsinites favor increased spending on education. Emily Files, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.